Hi, this is a dictation for the patient Batoul, Batoul, Ismail, Ismail. Batoul Ismail is a 15-year-old Iraqi female who is presenting to advanced pain care for follow-up. The patient was initially injured in an accident on 10-8-2021. She was a rear seat passenger in the Ford Explorer, which collided into a semi-truck while the truck was trying to make a turn. The event of the accident and impact of the accident caused her neck to be whiplashed with the injuries to the head, with headache to the front and back and both temples, as well as dizziness, vertical loss of balance, ringing in the ear, confusion, forgetfulness, lack of focus, nausea and vomiting, and pain in the neck that started. There was no pain in the middle back or lower back with no radiation anywhere. No involvement of the extremities was reported. Shoulder, elbow, wrist, hand, hip and knee are all pain-free. The headaches are reportedly better at this time, and dizziness has also decreased. There was a history of fall due to dizziness, and the patient was feeling lightheaded and concussion. The CT scan was done. And at the hospital, the MRI of the cervical spine is completely normal. Oh, I'm sorry. MRI of the cervical spine that was done immediately after the accident was completely normal from gravity imaging. But it was repeated at M1 imaging, and it shows a bulging disc at C4-5 compressing the thecal sac and also bulging disc at C6-7 compressing the thecal sac. Apparently, it looked like this MRI is more accurate than the other one, and we have informed to the patient that she should do a neck traction, and we have given a traction device and a neck thing also. Now, in the pain level is around 6 to 10, and patient reports 40% improvement in her symptoms, and areas that are affected are work and sleep 9, enjoyment of life is affected 8, general activity is affected 7, mood is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports headaches, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, but denies any vision disturbances or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory. No history of any anxiety, depression, panic, or PTSD. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported that she's suffering from pain in the neck and the shoulders, along with stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back, in the neck, and decreased range of motion, pins and needles, and numbness of the area. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea, but no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient suffers from asthma, but denies any difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is an improvement in the pain level around 40%, but there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are none. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, 100, blood pressure is 118 over 82, pulse is 78, pulse ox 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 125-2022, dictation number 0126-040. Plan of care is to observe the patient and carry on with the findings of the lumbar spine and the cervical spine shows a bulging disc at C4-5 and C6-7 leading as the leading cause of the pain, for which patient is advised to continue her therapy traction and home traction, home exercise for the cervical spine, and possibly fee of CESI has been raised with the patient. She is a minor child, and we believe that she will be well served at the children's hospital. She has already referred to a neurologist, pediatric neurologist at Oakwood Hospital, or even Detroit Children's Hospital. She is also referred to a neuropsych for evaluation and treatment also as well. The patient has not been able to do all that, although she was referred by me. I given all the people that I have, they're mostly adults, neuropsych, and also patient was ordered an MRI of the brain that still has not been done. And hence, we are awaiting that patient will be able to do her MRI for the brain to identify any trauma to the brain by quantifying it through neuroquant analysis. Other than that, patient is stable and she'll continue her therapy and we'll go from there. Thank you.